شكراً سيد الرئيس. في البداية أود أن أتقدم.
Thank you, President. President, I would like to begin by extending to you and all of your team, as well as to the ISU, my heartfelt thanks. We thank you very much indeed for all of the work done in preparing this meeting. As coordinator for transparency measures in accordance with the Convention on Cluster Munitions, I wish to inform you as to where we stand in terms of submission of transparency reports under Article 7 of the Convention. As you know, in accordance with Article 7 of our Convention, there's an obligation on all states' parties. They are obliged to submit their first transparency report 180 days at the latest after entry into force of the Convention in the state. They are then obliged to provide annual updates before the 30th of April each year. Thus far, 8 member states, Cape Verde, Comores, Congo, Guinea, Madagascar, Rwanda, Togo, and Sao Tome and Principe, those states have not yet submitted their initial transparency report. Now, annual transparency reports under Article 7. Since the beginning of this year until today, 60 states have submitted their reports. That is 59% of all member states. 35 submitted their report before the deadline, while as 24 others after. And 3 non-member states, South Sudan, Congo, and Nigeria, submitted voluntary reports. The transparency reports are particularly important. They're particularly important for the work of the coordination committee. The thematic coordinators, when they come to assessing and evaluating implementation, have to base those assessments on the statistical information that is contained within the transparency reports. As a result, any delay in submitting those reports or any failure to submit those reports has a negative impact on the work of the coordinators and on the way in which the application of our convention can proceed. That being so, I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking all states' parties that have submitted transparency reports in accordance with Article 7 on time. And I would call upon other states, those that have not yet submitted their initial or annual transparency reports, to do so as quickly as possible. In our evaluation, we saw that most countries that had failed to submit annual transparency reports were states that do not have specific obligations under the provisions of this convention. That's to say, they have nothing to add. They have no update to make. Nothing has changed since their previous annual report. So in order to help them to comply with the requirements of Article 7, those states can simply fill in the standard form that we have for transparency reports. Action 44 within the Lausanne Action Plan stipulates that states that have obligations under Articles 3 or 4 of the Convention that have not submitted their annual transparency report, a report referring to progress made, those states are required to submit the information involved and put it to other states' parties as quickly as possible and as fully as possible. And if they do not submit this information for 2 consecutive years, then the President, in accordance with an agreement with the thematic coordinators, can get in touch with those states and help them to do so. 25 member states that have obligations under Articles 3 and 4 have submitted transparency reports this year. I also wish to encourage all countries that have not yet submitted such reports to do so as quickly as possible. Turning on to another issue, that is Action 45 within the Lausanne Action Plan. During the intersessional meetings, we decided to look at this issue. And we decided to look at all of the adjustments to current models that might be required in order to bring them into line with the demands of the Lausanne Action Plan. We listened to what member states had to say on that point, and I can now tell you that MSP 11 will take forward discussion on this, and that is when we will decide on how best to give effect to the provisions of Action 45. And we'll do that in cooperation with future coordinators for transparency measures. We would welcome any proposal you might like to put forward or any opinion you might wish to share with us as to what needs to be adjusted in the forms that we have for Article 7 reporting to bring them into line with the requirements of the Lausanne Action Plan. Thank you.